bro.
Hey, man, it's gonna be a lit day today. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you been, Trey?
Yeah, I'm in the zone. Yeah. Everything I know.
So is that where you been, in the zone?
Yeah.
Hey, dope.
I don't know. In the zone, yeah, I'm in the zone. Everything I to do, like we on the rise.
This is the type of song you dab to.
I highly disagree.
Yo, today is going to be a dope show.
Yes.
Welcome, guys. This is the
ET Podcast.
You already know your boy Eric.
Trey.
And this is how we're going to do things today.
Yep.
Yup, yup, yup.
I'm going to cut this off now.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Pip's not here today.
Wait, hold on. I think I have the drops on here too.
Oh, you do? Sure. Cool. Pip's not here. Only us two.
Uh-huh.
You know, back to day one.
Well, I think, this is the first time it's just been the two of us since, like, episode 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy. Here we are, episode 38 now.
And honestly, just right now, I was just contemplating on the fact that, I mean, I can't really say that how far we've gone.
Yeah.
Because we're not, like, too far. But, I mean, you know, we're getting there little by little. I mean,
right.
We got stuff going, murals, you know, lighting.
Right.
You know, microphones and
trying to up the production and whatnot.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're getting there, you know, a little bit more comfortably than doing it in my basement.
Yeah. Yeah. Your basement had good acoustics, though.
Yeah. But, so. Yo, well, Trey, you've been gone, though. That's a thing for sure.
Yeah. Oh, actually, before I explain that, let's get these drops. Pip is not here, though, but here's her spirit animal again, as usual.
Spirit animal.
Eric, it's a little bit harder to find on my phone.
Yo, mine has to be some drop.
Let's see here.
Jeez, if it's hard for him to pick, then yeah.
No, I don't know a good one because every time I pick a drop, you say it's bad.
Just pick one. Anyway.
So I'll pick the Russell. I can't speak correctly. Been away, can't speak.
What?
Yeah, that's accurate.
What are you talking about, man?
Okay, so there you go. I don't even have one from mine, so I'm just gonna.
Just do it.
So bet.
All right. So yes, I have been away. Some of you may have noticed. I don't know.
He was on another tour, just so you guys know.
I was not on tour. I took my first vacation in over, 10 years.
Wow.
So
it was well worth it.
Or no, 9 years. Sorry, 9 years. The last time I went on vacation was 2010.
Okay.
And that was for graduation. I went to Florida.
That's good.
It was back and forth between Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Oh, that's so.
So this time, though, I went to California for the first time.
Yeah.
I have to say that place is overrated.
What do you mean?
Like, everybody hypes up California like it's like.
Like the best?
The best, yeah.
But
it's way too hot. It was 95 degrees the entire time we were there. What else? Yeah, the heat, honestly, the heat is really my only complaint.
Wait, we're in California, did you stay?
Anaheim.
Anaheim, okay.
We literally were, it was like a 15-minute walk to Disneyland each day. So,
did you get to try Mexican food?
Bruh, oh my God. Okay, actually, right off the bat,
right.
That's a perfect segue. The best things to me about California,
right.
The three best things would be the nice streets, because I'm used to these
raggedy
crappy Minnesota streets with the potholes and cracked concrete and all that. It's a good vacation place.
Right.
With the right weather conditions.
Okay.
Because like, the thing that pissed us off is like when we left, it was 70 degrees for like the next week. So like currently right now, it's about 70 degrees.
Wow.
Perfect weather. So, but it was 95 while we were there.
Right.
Whatever. Anyway, okay, that brings me to my point. Every single meal that I had was amazing.
Really?
Every single one. And we didn't go anywhere to eat.
Right.
Denise just ordered DoorDash the whole time to our,
for
to
real?
Our motel.
That's funny.
Hotel, whatever you call it. Yeah, and so there was this one place. I don't know the name of it. I forgot the name. I told Denise I need her whole order history because I need to memorize those places. Bruh, I'm not even lying. There was a there was a burrito about the size of my keyboard.
What?
That I had. It took me 2 days to eat it.
Are you serious?
I'm not even joking.
What's it called? California burrito?
Probably. Something like that.
Did it have like fries in it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It had fries. It had chicken.
Right.
And beef.
Uh-huh.
And it had rice in it too.
That's dope. Yeah, it's called California burrito.
Gosh, man.
They do put it. Dude, you know, I tried the first time I tried one was, you know, the place I took you to eat tacos?
Mm-hmm. They're all the
places they sell them there. Yeah.
Man.
But I'm pretty sure it's not compared to the one you had, though.
I don't know. Maybe.
You got to try it. But yeah, it's like this big, though. It's like this big.
Bro.
Dude. Wait, so was it all Mexican food?
No, I didn't eat Mexican food the whole time. But that one time, no. That,
wow.
That burrito, it took like 2 days to eat.
This
So I had these like shrimp skewers. It was just shrimp on like a Barbie or whatever you
right.
call it. Whatever. That shrimp was amazing. And then it was on a bed of rice. That was good too.
Wow.
The best meal that I had though, the best thing I had. Oh, by the way, anybody who likes Jack in the Box is out of your mind. That was the worst meal I had. That was the only bad meal I had. Jack in the Box was terrible. That is garbage food. I'm telling you.
Is it
It's like burgers and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, but they messed it up. That burger sucked.
That
burger was terrible.
Hey, no advertising, but you know, Jack in
the
Box.
No, I wouldn't
sucks.
Advertise y'all. No. Y'all terrible. I don't know. Maybe it was just that one location, but if that's how y'all make food, I'm good. I'll pass
that. Yeah. Didn't even enjoy
that
this
was
food.
Terrible.
But the
best thing I had though, I had this burger and it had like pulled pork on it.
Ooh.
And it tastes like it had barbecue sauce or something. And the fries that came with it were the best fries I've ever had in my life. They
really?
Were like, they were sweet potato fries.
Right.
But they were like hickory smoked sweet potato fries with like garlic.
Wow.
And I know it sounds weird, but oh God. It was so good. So good. My gosh.
That's
man.
Funny.
Bro.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, bro. You definitely deserved it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Disneyland was fun. It was only a few rides that sucked. The very first ride we got on, which wasn't serious, it was like, it was a Little Mermaid ride. Because
yeah.
We were trying to start off slow. Plus,
mermaid.
Our niece was with us.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid. And all you do is sit in a seashell and you just go on like this belt and it takes you through. And it has the animatronics doing scenes from the movie and
wow.
stuff like that. But it broke down when we were sitting on it. And I mean,
you were waiting there for a while?
No, it was maybe like 5 minutes. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It just stopped. But that ride sucked, of course. I mean, it was a Little Mermaid, so I've never even seen that movie. But that ride, that was the very first one we got on, broke down.
Dang.
And then another ride broke down, the Indiana Jones ride, yep. which was one of the best ones. But while we were waiting in line, it had broke down.
Okay.
And so it took like 15... Actually, it might have been like 20, 25 minutes to fix. But we didn't have nothing else to do because on that day, that was the last ride that we were going to do.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
But it was, yeah, man. It was fun. Oh, one more thing about food. I had the best frozen
yogurt
treat. I don't like yogurt. I had the best frozen treat of my life. There was this place. Have you ever seen the movie Smallfoot?
Nah.
It's like an animated movie.
Nah, I don't watch little kid movies.
I do, whatever. So it was like kind of like branded off of that or whatever.
Yeah.
But I had this like frozen parfait thing. And what it was like a cup of, it was like an icy in a cup.
Yeah.
And so it was like blueberry and lemon icy. But on the top, they had the soft serve ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and it was like that tall of lemon ice cream. Like, as tall as this microphone, probably.
Dang. That's some crazy stuff.
That was so good. It was so good, we went back and got more. And each one of those probably cost like $15. So we doubled up, and
that's not
it was
bad.
Worth it. That is bad. You said that's not bad?
Yeah.
For ice cream, $15?
Well, like you said, it was this size.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not bad.
Nah, man. Those prices in California are ridiculous.
Yeah, no,
literally, every
sure.
vending machine I went to, the cheapest thing in there was water, and it was $3 for
Dang.
A water and a vending machine.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, but that's amazing, though. I've never been to California. I really want to go, but.
Yeah. That was my
first
time.
I guess whenever God permits. But.
Yeah.
Anyway, so today, what are we going to talk about, Trey?
Well, actually, you know, before we had actually got going there, I should have said that I want to stop because last week at the time, no, yesterday at the time of this recording or the day before, I'm not sure, I forget. I saw on the internet that John Witherspoon passed away.
Oh.
And for those of you guys who don't know who John Witherspoon is, he was a comedian, very funny dude. If you've ever seen Friday, Next Friday, Friday After Next, whatever, he was Craig's dad. Also, I knew him from the Wayans Brothers. He was on that show. He played as the dad on there too. And that dude was just super funny. Like, I mean, so funny. So I just want to say rest in paradise to John Witherspoon, and prayers and condolences to the family of him. And yeah, man, sad and unfortunate, but death is coming for us all. So
that's right.
Yeah, but
that's
pretty much it. So where should we start? Let's see here. All right. Well, you've been wanting to talk about this for a while.
What's the controversy going
on? It turns out you have the perfect segue for it. I got into a long conversation with Savon about this.
About what?
About Kanye.
Why are you hesitant on saying his name?
I'm not hesitant. I said it, Kanye. So anyway,
well,
as you guys probably know, because you all probably like the album. Jesus is King.
Yeah.
Or so, is he?
Now, in a music perspective, what do you think about it, music-wise?
Music-wise, I'm never going to knock Kanye. Kanye is always a good, like, I've always said that he's a way better producer than he is rapper. But he has had some songs where he, like, snapped. Honestly, it was one song where I feel like Him and Kendrick, and I would never say this, but him and Kendrick had a song together, and I feel like Kanye's verse is better. And I never say that. I will always say Kendrick's verse is better.
Yeah.
But overall, though, Kanye is he's definitely, like, probably the best, one of the best producers to ever live.
Yeah.
One of the best beat makers, like.
And, like, I feel like creative mind in the way of, like, how to arrange things and how to make a production work.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, and the reason why I say this is even just, like, looking at, like, the Sunday services, you know. Like, it's some crazy work that goes through it.
Yeah. I will say Kanye is the king of sampling, like, old records.
Yeah.
He's
done it a couple of times.
Like, with the Otis, for example,
right,
off of Watch the Throne. That was one of the best sample flips I've ever heard in my life. So, like, the oldies,
right,
and stuff, like, he is the king of like, you know,
turning it into
making
new.
It into more gold.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I feel
so
that.
Yeah, I'm never knocking him for his production, but his lyrics and stuff, delivery is always good, but his content and his lyrics, you know.
I mean, people have their weaknesses and strengths, but I mean, there's a lot of controversy. I mean, and the reason why I wanted to talk about it was just to see people's perspective, because one thing, I don't know of one of his songs, It talks about how, like, the first ones to judge is going to be Christians. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and this is, like, interesting because I had a conversation with my dad. He, like, he's never up to date with, like, any, you know, like that. He's not like that. He was like, yeah, he wanted to know about it. Well, actually, he found it out and he brought it up to my attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew before, but, yeah, we just talked about it. And at the end, I mean, in a way, we concluded that eventually we're going to know by the fruits, you know?
Yeah.
Because maybe you might say, you know, it's a publicity stunt or, you know, trying to do whatever to, like, manipulate people to, like, follow him. I don't know. But at the end, you'll know if someone's legit by what he has to offer and, like, what, like, the fruits that he brings in.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, like, you know, talking about, like, showing love, peace, humbleness, and all this stuff that come along with it. You know what I mean? So.
And see, I mean, that's my issue. Like, I'm in, like, I guess, middle ground.
Like, denial.
Like, I'm not completely choosing sides.
Right.
Like, my thing is, it's like the let's see, how do I word this? The
just word
Christian
it.
In me
wants
to be like, yes, we accept him. Like, I'm glad he came in from the world and all that. And I want to say,
right,
yes, we have somebody else to have influence for the kingdom and all of these things. But. the skeptic in me is like
is it
this is just another phase in Kanye's walk. Because, like, I mean, with him, you know, saying that he's Walt Disney and he's Steve Jobs and he looks up, he said he embodied those people and he looked up to those people and stuff. And it's like, I mean, just all of his antics, like, every time he did a show when he was on the Life of Pablo tour, he went on some rant and all of this, complaining about how people aren't buying his $50 shirts and all of this that has a simple graphic on it. Like, all types of stuff. So it's just like, this is just another phase. Pretty soon he's going to be on to something else. So I just, I'm dealing with that dilemma, and I don't know how to go about it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's kind of like weird.
Yeah.
No. I mean, in a way, like, it's weird. Like, oh, you know, like, this guy that's been rapping about, like, some crazy stuff, talks about any random stuff. Like, I was like, because it wasn't too long ago when he made the with Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, and but at the end, like, is like listening is kind of like strange. Like, oh, dude, like, it's Kanye. Like, he's literally just, and actually, I was doing research, like, pretty much, like, over 90% of his album literally talks, like, about God.
Yeah.
And then it's just weird, like, listening to this guy, you know, talking about all this crazy stuff, going into something that is, like, a whole flip of the coin into something different. And I can definitely see how many people would think the way they do.
Yeah, but it's because it's just a weird transition. But, like,
it's cool. But, like, the way how I see it is, like, and I saw, I don't want to be too influenced into, like, what, like, the internet says. I'm barely on, like, Facebook or whatever, or, like, Instagram or Snapchat. I mean, I'm really on it, but it's like, if you really think about it, I mean, I don't want to compare it to, but, like, let's say, like, Saul.
Yeah.
He was straight up killer. He would do whatever it took to kill Christians back in the day.
Yeah.
But once he had that revelation,
I guess so.
It was like his whole whatever, like, it switched, like, from the day and night.
Yeah, but it's like,
you know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
I mean, like, it's just
so
crazy.
Hard not to judge and not that, to say, and nah, that's the man, thing. It's not the
and
spirit.
That, and like, that's one of the things, like, I mean, even I've been, like, reviewing, like, I've been watching his interviews.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, he's straight up, like, sticking to what he, like, what he's believing, like, which is a gospel and the word.
That's, see, and then that's a skeptic coming out of me again. Because he does that, too, if, like, he randomly thinks about something and he's like, all right, I'm going to do this, and that. Yeah. And he's off of that.
Right.
And he's on to something
but
else.
Even
and he's like, the only things he stayed consistent with is, like, fashion, you know, and trying to push that envelope. Because he was saying, you know, unless you're a gay black male, then like the fashion industry won't accept you, you know. And so he's still trying to get into that industry. And you know, I mean, that's just one of the things I can think of right now.
Right.
But yeah. I don't feel like he really sticks to anything that he says, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, it is very controversial. But even one thing, what he says, I mean, he talked about how, you know, he's criticized a lot, especially by the church. But it's like, isn't that what we're trying to do, though? Like, try to bring in the ones that are lost, all the souls that are out there in addictions. And I mean, I reviewed his, well, I think, was it in Jimmy or Kimball or whatever? He kind of talks about why he, what he like converted. And it's all because of his family and because he was in a very low point in his life where like he knew that he could have died. Mm. But there was something along, like, just basically telling him that he had a purpose in life. And eventually, I mean, I feel like at every single person, I mean, it's kind of relatable to everybody, is because we're all going to face that low point in our lives that we're going to, how can I say, realize that there's something greater out there that is trying to like knock on the door and wait until we are, I guess, not at the lowest point of our lives, but ready to accept him in.
Yeah.
You know, because if you really think, I mean, he like God, he's a gentleman. Jesus is a gentleman. He will knock on your door as many times, but
God only helps those who can't help themselves.
Yeah, and not just that, but he will wait until you actually, you know, even as much as it hurts. I mean, I was talking to somebody about this, like, you know, because a lot of people say, like, why would God permit this? Why would God allow this and all of this stuff? Is like, you really have to think about it in the perspective of love.
Yeah.
That, you know, sometimes, you know, like the saying that, you know, I love you so much, that's the reason why I'm going to let you go, type of thing.
Yeah.
Because when you understand the love,
giving you what you want,
giving you that freedom,
hurts both of y'all.
Right. Giving you that freedom to actually decide what you want. And that's the thing, because then he's not a controlling God. Right. He won't be able to like tell you, okay, yeah, eventually he will, but he's not going to like forcefully tell you, no, go this way. He's going to let you walk your path, make the decisions, and obviously every decision is going to cause a consequence.
Yeah, it has a consequence.
But every single one. I feel like eventually with all these crazy things, like you start seeing like a little glimpse of like, oh, you know, somebody's calling to me at those like points of your life. Because what is one thing that you call out when you get hurt? You know what I mean?
I mean, well, I'd be cussing.
No, but yeah, but like you'd be literally saying God's name in vain, though.
Yeah,
because it comes into remembrance. Or why is it when we hit rock bottom, we always reach out to God? Why don't we reach out to somebody else?
And I remember who was that said that? I want to say it was either Jesse Duplantis
right.
or Kenneth Copeland. But that's one of the things that always helps me if I ever get into that. You know how you get into a mindset where you start doubting everything and you question, is God even real? And
right.
You come to that point sometimes. I always remember that, because it's like, how come no other name on earth is cursed except for God's?
Right.
Like, people don't say Buddha, damn it, or Muhammad, damn it, or whatever. It's always GD, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, or just any, and it's crazy. Yeah. Because, and I feel like because all of us, obviously, we're his creation.
Right.
And there's always this type of attachment to him.
Yeah.
So, we're always going to recognize. And, I mean, even the cool thing, I mean, I feel like he, in a way, how can I say, like, master planned it?
Yeah.
Because even a lot of people, what is the phrase that they say about his album, Jesus King? And literally, like, every
they're
word.
Confessing it.
Exactly. Confessing that he is Lord.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's just, like, crazy stuff. And even, and what is one thing, like, if you confess, you know, with your tongue that he is Lord, like, just even that alone. Mm. It's basically like I guess it's spreading the gospel in a way that not even Christian people could actually get to. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even, wow. I did not even think about that.
You know what I'm talking about? So at the same time, it's like, he's basically doing the work for us. And not to like exalt him or anything. I mean, everybody's human. He chooses who he wants to use, like God. But even that alone, like, I mean, he's probably reaching places that not even the biggest ministers could ever think of.
I will say it's not a trendy thing that he's doing to take this route, to go from, you know, what you were doing was working, you know,
yeah,
obviously. But then for you to take this route out of nowhere, right, it's not trendy. So he's not jumping on the bandwagon or not. I mean, to Christians,
right,
to people that are in this, you know, in part of this culture or whatever. I hate that word. But, yeah, to us, it looks like he's jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
But to the people who are not of kingdom culture or not of the church or whatever,
right,
to them, it's just like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? So,
right.
Yeah, I guess I got to give him a little bit of credit.
And it's kind of like he's basically, you know, like teaching us how to do things. Like, I feel like it's going to be, I don't know. I mean, this is my feeling. Like, there's going to be a certain revolution onto this. Because, well, see, like,
the thing, I hate to cut you off. The thing, if you notice, is not so much, all right, so it's more so Christian rappers crossing over into the mainstream. There's only a few mainstream artists crossing over into the Christian rap thing.
Right.
Like me, I always deal with that. I have no clue how to maneuver. I don't feel like my music is for the church. Mm-hmm. For like most, like if I played it for most people,
right,
at this church,
they'd be like, what?
They'd be like,
all right.
Yeah. Well, and I have to explain it to them. The only way that they would understand it is if I explain it to them.
Right.
Because to them, it'll probably just sound like, especially with this first EP that's about to come out, it's just going to sound like, oh, you hate God. Like,
yeah, but something. They don't.
But,
and that's, yeah. And that's the thing.
It's partly,
I mean,
my fault, too, because the second EP explains it.
No, but it's not. I mean, that's how you in your heart had it to be. And that's the thing. Like, we have to understand that we can't, especially as Christians, we shouldn't. We're not, like, what I think, what was it? When Denise came, like, it's not our job to be judging. We're not God.
Yeah.
To be judging. And that's the thing that we, like, Christians fall into, especially even me. Like, we fall into that judgmental phase. We're like, oh, you know, you can't accept that because it's not God.
Right.
How are we supposed to know that? I mean, we're not, you know. But I feel like even, like, with what he's doing, I guess he's, like, making church cool in a way. You know what I mean? because, like, and even, okay, this is the mind-blowing thing. Because after I was talking to my dad, it was like, okay, you know how he's doing the Sunday services?
Mm-hmm.
How did Jesus, like, give the word?
He invited everybody
in. Yeah, but, yeah, like, we're, like, in the open. Like, he was just, like, out there, like, in the top of a mountain and then just preaching. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's, like, all this crazy stuff. And even, I forgot what his name, Thomas something, that he received, like, the best artist award in, like, for country, whatever. I don't know if you knew about this, but there was a report, what his name, Thomas Rhett. He got this award.
Nothing about country music.
Well, I mean, the only reason why is because, like, there's, like, all these things, like, going on because of Kanye. I don't know, because this controversy thing, but he just received an award not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically in live TV in that award show, he literally, like, started praying. He was like, I'm just gonna pray. And everybody, like, accepted it. And he was just, like, praying. Like, he
meanwhile
was just,
did you hear what happened with Kirk Franklin?
No.
So apparently at the Dove Awards, which is basically like the Christian Grammys, I think he said back in 2016, he tried to bring, he was just, you know, acknowledging the problem with, like, black people and police brutality and stuff.
Yeah.
Because at that time, Philando Castile and it was another person that got killed. And so all he did was, while he was accepting his award, he just asked everybody on TV, everybody in the audience, to just pray with him. But what happened was when it aired, whoever is behind the Dove Awards getting broadcast and all of that, they edited that part out.
What?
Yeah. And then they did it again this year because he got the same award, and they once again they did the same exact thing because he wanted to pray for Tatiana, the lady that got killed when she was playing video games with her nephew.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know about that. But yeah, he just wanted to pray about that situation, and he asked the audience, asked the people on TV, if they would join him in prayer. And once again, the Dove Awards or the powers that be, whatever, they edited it out. So when it broadcasts, you don't see that part
of the awards.
So,
yo, see, I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. There's some, like, things that are changing. And, I mean, I don't know. For me, I feel like I have to step up my game in, like, talking about, like, spitting out the word.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, I mean, and I know we're talking a lot about Kanye, but you know, with all the crazy stuff that he's done, or even like his wife,
yeah,
you know what I mean, but yet having the boldness to just, you know, just go out there and say, you know, God is, you know, just basically talk about God, like, and me being in the faith for a while is like,
yeah,
why can't I do that? Why do I have to be like ashamed or stop myself? Oh, what are they gonna think about me?
Right.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And more for like this episode and like this podcast, I feel like that should be like the main, like our focus, like especially to our viewers. I mean, most of our viewers are believers.
Yeah.
Or people that, you know, that know about God somewhat. I mean, just being bold. I mean, we gotta make some type of difference here, dude, because otherwise I want to go to heaven, and I want to speed up the process.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like there's a lot of things that we need to work on ourselves and just being like Christ.
Yeah.
You know, just be like Christ and not being too judgmental or thinking, oh, I can't do this because what are people going to think, or what are my reputation is going to be like affected or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I
just go for it.
I was just trying to, when I was, because I posted on my Instagram about John Witherspoon too. For a second, there's this one clip I put up from the Wayans brothers where it was just kind of, you know, he was just kind of wilding because that's how his character was or whatever. He was making fun of Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones and stuff. For a second in my mind, I just thought, I was like, should I even post this? Is this appropriate? What would people say? I was like, wait, no. Nah. I'm not, whatever.
Yeah. Same,
yeah. So I'm just like, I didn't do anything, you know, crazy. Like,
exactly.
It was just a funny clip that was on the show.
I mean, yeah. And I mean,
yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean, we just got to be able to know, like, Who are we really, you know, targeting? I mean, it's just like we're trying to spread the word, and even
I don't like that wording though, targeting, because it's like,
well, obviously we're not trying to target
I think there's some words that need to be replaced, like like I just said, I hate the word culture. Like, what does that even mean
what
anymore?
Is culture?
Like, people have just.
Dude, and that's a crazy thing.
They gave it so many different definitions.
And you know, one thing that I'm even working on, like my brother. Like, my little brother is, like, he likes to listen to, what's his name, dude from Chicago.
Chief Keef?
No, not Chief Keef.
Lil Durk?
Nah, he has, like, a deep voice.
G Herbo?
Yeah, G Herbo.
Oh.
And it's like, dude, okay, if you really sit down and listen to all the lyrics, not just G Herbo, but all these guys, if you really think about it, it's like... It's like one of Andy Mineo's songs. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Vendetta, or I don't know what it is. But it talks about, like, it's basically he's sharing the story of a rapper getting famous and talking about, I'm supposed to be a role model, but I've never had one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's
what,
like,
was the name of this?
I forgot the name, but
I know what you're talking about.
It's pretty cool, though.
That was off of Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that's really, it's so true. I mean, these guys grow up with like no fathers, no nothing. Yeah. And then they're like an icon or an image to certain like youth.
Yeah.
But what are they really spitting out? It's just trash.
Right.
You know, there's no really positivity or anything. All they talk about is how they made it out the out the trenches and how they got racks on racks and have girls and girls.
And then shame everybody else for not being like them.
And it's like, yeah. And it's like, how are you, like, and I told him, like, okay, tell me how this will benefit you. You're literally getting, like, trash from a dude that you don't know.
Right.
And a person that didn't have a really good life growing up. He just did what he could to, like, survive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you have other rappers that, I mean, I'm not going to say that they're all perfect, but at least they know, like, the truth and know,
right.
you know, where right. they get their source from.
Right.
And they don't just talk trash. They don't just talk, like, you know, random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, like, edifying things that you need in your life because, I mean, it's, like, people are listening to trash, 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 right. and what do they become? Trash.
That's why I, like, I appreciate artists like Tony Tillman. Tony Tillman is signed to Derek Minor, so he's on Reflection Music Group. And one thing I appreciate about him is he always, like, a lot of his music, he talks about how it was for him to be gang banging, like, because he was a Crip. He came from Arkansas.
Okay.
And apparently there's a lot of a high population of Crips where he's from, and he talks about how it was, you know, being a Crip. But now he says, you know, he talks about how to better yourself and stuff, but he shares the war stories and mm-hmm. stuff, and he talks about all the stuff that he's seen, and he's just like, you know, that's not the way to go.
Right.
So I appreciate artists like that who share what they've been through, but then they tell you what you could do instead of that.
And that's right.
They actually come up with solutions or alternatives instead of going down that wrong road.
And so. And I feel like that's the way how it should be, like, with music, especially with the music industry. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we kind of talked about this, like, in our episode before. I think it was
Black and White.
Was it right. Black and White, or I think it was Tunes and Tunes? One of those.
Tunes. I don't know. One of those.
One of those two. I mean, it's just crazy, like, out there. I mean, if you... so, like, I sometimes we go out for lunch with some coworkers.
Yeah.
And if you watch this, don't get offended. But honestly, like, the song is, like, especially for, like, those, like, the, what's it called, like, Puerto Rican, you know, like Bad Bunny and all these guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, they talk about, like, the dumbest things ever. And it's all about the same thing. It's either about how the dude is sleeping with the other dude's woman, or, like, how fat the girl's booty is, or,
I mean, that's regular rap too. It's not just reggaeton.
I know, but it's just like crazy stuff. It's just like, to me, they just sound like really dumb. I mean, to me, it's like there's no creativity on anything. Like,
funny. I feel like I said this before. One thing that I find funny is I remember on I think it was Lil Dicky's his debut mixtape or whatever.
Yeah.
He had a skit on there where Hannibal Buress, the comedian, he was talking about things rappers shouldn't do. And, like, he had a bunch of points, but, like, I think the last thing he said was, like, and finally, I don't want to hear any other mention about money. I don't want to hear how broke you were and how much you got now, how much you wish you had. I don't want to hear any type of variation about money anymore. Can y'all stop rapping about money, please? Like, and it's just like, I was like, wow.
That is crazy. True.
Because literally everybody raps about money at some point.
Right.
Christian, secular, whatever.
Dude, you know,
blah, blah,
what's
blah.
One thing, like, that I want to do? I want to go up to, like, a rapper, be like, all right, if you got a rap, I want you to take off this word, this word, this word, this word, this word. See what they come up with.
It's going to be difficult. That is going to be difficult.
Dude.
Yeah, you know, it was hard for me to stop cussing
in
my raps. Because those were, like, just like almost like filler words, like connecting words, like adjectives or whatever. And so it was kind of difficult for me to not do it. And I mean, I don't really cuss. I'll say, like, damn or hell or whatever now. But I don't say anything, like, egregious. Like, I'm not dropping F-bombs and saying sugar, honey, iced tea and stuff. But
sugar, honey, iced tea.
But, yeah, man, like, it would be really difficult because a lot of people have a very limited vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take that away from a rapper, they got nothing.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I find myself sometimes, honestly, and because, you know, I said this a while ago, we'll be transparent over here on this podcast. I have struggled sometimes coming up with words. I'm just like, what do I rhyme with this? And it's just, and it's not even like I'm setting up a punchline or something. It's just like, yo, should I use the word box or should I use like container or should I, you know, something like that. And it's just like, should I use coffin? Like, you know.
Put him in the coffin.
So, yeah, yo, man, I was like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just.
Sorry.
Like, go ahead.
I was telling Denise the other day, we had some coffee from one of the people she works with in missions, and we could not sleep. Like, I went to sleep, but I don't think I was asleep that long because I got up at like 6 a.m. and couldn't go back to sleep. And since I couldn't sleep, I got up, I went to the bathroom or whatever. I came back and I was going to, you know, go back to sleep, but I couldn't. So I got up, I was like, started writing lines in my head, and I was like, I got to write this down. And so even though I had like misspelled stuff when I read it back later, I was like, I'm still nice. Even half sleep, I'm still nice. I was like, those are some lines right there. Like, but anyway, yeah.
No, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't even feel like the need of going like too hard on people, but
yeah,
I just feel we gotta wake up. I just feel we gotta wake up as a church, man, because there's gonna be other people doing the work for us.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
that's a quote right there. Wake up, or other people will do the job for us.
Yeah,
honestly, like I feel like we're not doing nothing, dude, nothing. Mm. And I mean, hey, as for now with Kanye, I mean, all we can do is just wait and see.
You know,
all we can do is wait and see.
Another thing too is like people are complaining too because he's doing what he's always done is selling clothes.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you know, but like they're like, oh, now he's trying to solicit clothing to people in the Christian faith or whatever. But it's like he's just bringing he already did over just, here.
Yeah.
Now that he's doing this, because I was critical about that too. Now my problem is the prices.
I mean, yeah,
the
I
prices. Mean, oh my God, you have the most basic shirt for $175. Like,
that's why you go to Savers, bro, and try to do it yourself.
I mean, bro, there is this one shirt, though, where it has, like, it's got, like, Jesus right here.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, here, I have to show you. Cause
dude, honestly, like, that's my style. That's the style that I want to get to.
Hard. And then on the back it says Sunday service.
Dude, let like, looking all bummy and stuff, that's my goal.
No, this ain't bum wear.
But that's literally his style. Like, his fashion is all...
You see what I'm saying?
Bummy stuff. Oh, that's dope.
I don't know if you guys can see this.
Yeah, we'll post it up in editing. But.
And see, that's the back. It says Sunday service.
That's dope. How much is that?
It is $80.
That's not bad.
No, that's. Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's ridiculous. That, for a shirt, $80. Nah, man.
Hey, but you know
what? I'm not with it.
If you really think about it. Us as Christians, we gotta be blessed. $80 shouldn't be none.
All right, I guess.
I feel like my. I don't know. Like
now, okay.
I don't know how to
now,
say
him
it,
dude. Selling socks for that price.
Okay, that's
different.
Where
I draw the line.
But then that's at the same time. It's like there's people.
A pair of socks.
I know, but there's
say JIK. Jesus is King, and right. Then it says by Kanye West on the foot, $60.
Okay,
are you insane?
But look, it's and then it comes down to like, there's people that they can purchase that you don't really like. For me, I wouldn't.
I guess if I you got the money, then you do what you want.
You know, like I mean, if I need socks, I'll just go down to Marshall's and buy some socks.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, maybe I'll just go ahead and try to get it embroidered.
You know, I guess it's not fair for me to say that because if I had the money, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be worried about
money. I would too.
I guess so.
I don't know. Like, especially Christian people that judge, I just want to tell you one thing. No, I'm just. I'm not gonna say. I was gonna say something bad, but hey.
I thought she was about to say something egregious.
But then they're gonna judge me too. So, anyways, we just gotta be bold. Honestly, bold.
Yeah, man.
Be bold, and I mean, right now I'm trying to like work with. I try to be an example, you know, because like for me, it's like I gain all this knowledge with like DI and all this stuff, and like mm-hmm. the stuff I'm learning with my like my parents and all that. And it's like I know all this stuff, but am I really applying it? It comes down to like. Yeah, knowledge is power, but no, that's not true. Mm. What's true is
acting on it.
Yeah, that and you got applicable all
this knowledge and you just hoarding it.
Right, applicable like, knowledge is where that like that's where you actually start functioning.
Yeah,
you know, and man, like God has like, damn, what was the thing that my dad was talking about? We're talking about one thing that Dang, what was it? Hold on. Let me try to see if I can find it, dude, because that stuff was like deep, 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 deep. Mm. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Oh, this is the
You know when I used to be in the band, the video. Tones. We used to raise money by giving benefits.
Yeah, I saw it.
Come on, Pop. Nobody's gonna spend no money to see y'all crusty old frogs perform on stage.
What you talking about?
Oh man. Oh, by the way, if you guys want to see some stuff from when I went to California, I'll have Pip edit some stuff in.
Okay, so we were talking about because right now like we're going through like a doctrine type of stuff, but mm-hmm. it says the operations of the Father. So
you talked about this before, didn't you?
No, I don't think I have. Not here.
Okay.
And I think we did learn a little bit in DI about this, but the operations of the Father,
yeah.
One is wonders, signs, and the other one is,
What about miracles?
Prodigies? I think that's what it would be.
Oh, signs would be miracles.
So, yeah. So wonders, it would be just like miracles and stuff. Signs would be like something material, so something that you can actually see. So like, you know, the split of the Red Sea or growing a hand.
Okay.
And then prodigies is basically it shows the the Greek word is teras, but it literally demonstrates the straight essence and power of God.
Mm.
And then in us as Christians, we got to walk in all these, and they're basically by levels. So you can be like working just in wonders, you can be working in just signs, or you can be working in prodigies. But when you get to that point at that level is where you literally basically don't depend on anything at all. Like you don't have to depend on money. You don't have to depend on, you know, the materialistic things. You walk basically on God and you alone. Where like if you need to have a need,
mm-hmm.
all you do is just ask. So and you'll receive it.
I wonder if that's like what Andrew Womack does, because Andrew Womack said before he just thinks
right
about something that he wants,
and it comes
because he don't think about needs. He thinks about something that he wants, and then it just pops up.
Right, but at that point, it's because you reach in a way not your highest level, because there I can't really say that there's like a high top level degree that you can learn. Like with God, is just mm-hmm. like continuous growth. It doesn't stop. It's like unlimited. But once you reach that level, is when you're like literally on your full potential. What's it called? Calling.
Yeah.
Where like you already know what to do. Your vision is like set focus, and all you and even with this prodigies, you have to in a way demonstrate how you walk on God. Like whether it's, you know, walking on the street and having someone just stand up mm-hmm. because he was he didn't have a leg or whatever, like walking in that and that level of like authority and power.
Okay.
That's where you don't depend on anything. Huh. And it's like, and I feel like us, even like me, I'm not even the first level. Like, even I'm not even like wonders.
I know I'm not.
You know what I mean?
I don't even have to think about it.
And that's why we have like us, like we have so many crazy things that happen in our lives, because like, yeah, we know about the word. Yeah, we have knowledge, but we don't apply it.
Yeah,
that is the thing that a lot of people, like especially us, like Christians, don't apply it. Right. And then, but yet we are so easy to judge somebody that in a way, I mean, if you really think about it, because even through the secular or in Christian, mm-hmm. like if somebody realizes what they were like the purpose in life, mm-hmm. they're going to apply either in the good or in the bad.
Yeah.
And then we can see like in Kanye, like that's his calling. You know, he walked in his calling through the time that he wasn't with God.
Yeah.
But now he's walking it now with him. So, and even that, like, I'm sure this guy is not limited with, like, let's say financially, at least.
I heard something about he just got a $68 million tax break.
Exactly.
Once he got saved or something.
That's crazy stuff. That's like, and when he was like $35 million in debt.
Yeah.
And then, because it said that he made, or like last year, I think it was, he made $135 million. He got a $68 million tax return, and he was only like in debt for $35 million. So he basically overcame like all that debt and paid, like, I'm sure he paid it all off.
So he made $203 million.
That's crazy. And he was like, in one of the interviews, he was like, nah, this ain't a coincidence. This is God showing off. That's what he was talking about. This is God showing off, like, what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang. Imagine if we're able to, like, walk in that. Like, dude, imagine if you wake up and you see, like, $10 million in your bank account. Like, what would you not do? Like, for me, I would, like, leave my work and I would just, like, go out in the street and, I don't know, start preaching.
Unfortunately, I said this a few months back, and I'm still at that place. I can't even imagine that actually happening.
But it could.
It could, but I can't imagine it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and I feel like even with that, I mean, sometimes, like, I'm sure God, he's not going to, like, oh, yeah, give you, like, $10
million. Yeah.
I feel like he's, like, he goes in the process because, you know, he's, like, there's like in the Bible talks about how he's not going to give his child the inheritance. Well,
yeah.
Because yeah, but that's
and plus I mean I haven't even been faithful with what he has given me.
But that's some and that's the thing. I mean, even though we fail. I mean, we know how to get up, and it's actually being able to like walk the walk and talk the talk, and actually be able to like get down to it and apply what we know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. I mean, it's just that conformity. And now, I mean, I just feel like there's something crazy that's going to happen, dude. I don't know what it is. I feel it. Maybe Jesus is coming too soon. I don't know, dude.
Too soon?
Sooner than expected.
I was about to say, man. Come on now. It's been dragging out. He was supposed to come back after 2,000 years. And it's like...
Dude, I don't know.
I'm not... Hey, look, man. You know my heart. I'm not... I'm not saying nothing bad about God. I'm just saying, man.
He's going to wait a little bit more.
Ready to go for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, but, hey, you know, God is good.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, and today we're talking on a Halloween day.
Yes.
So, I mean.
So, all you demons out there, you.
Dude, I'm saying. Dude, I got to drive to Anoka, bro. Like, that's the way where I live. It's going to be crazy.
Did y'all move?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's Blaine is, like, near Anoka. It's not that far away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, man. Hey, if I see a demon, I'll just probably cast it out or something.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, this was the ET Podcast.
By the way, we... Sorry.
Well, go ahead.
We were going to dress up as each other, but yeah. I had a job interview. And plus, I don't have any pointy shoes to wear or anything.
I try to look like Trey,
house
but...
slippers. He got on a beanie.
So that's,
you know,
good enough.
Dude,
you know, I should have brought like...
I got my beanie over there.
I should have bought some braids and just tried to stick them out here.
I don't have braids no more.
No,
I cut my
did.
Hair, remember?
Yeah, but...
I cut it even shorter today. Well, it's even shorter. It was longer. Last episode.
Yeah.
Or the episode before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But anyways, all right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. Just follow us on YouTube, Instagram, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, yep. Podcast. You know, honestly, we're gonna take off sooner or later, but
Yeah.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks for being loyal listeners and watchers and followers.
And season three, we'll probably have more like guests over because we have like a line right now of people that want to be part of it.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
So that's a good thing. I mean, more, you know, more more things. We're going to try to change it up. So,
yeah. So thanks for sticking out. We'll try to do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I posted on Instagram and said that we were going to go live this episode, but I'm just now remembering that I completely forgot. So, my bad. Maybe next episode we'll go live or something.
All right. Yeah, guys. Anyway. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. Stay fresh.
By the way, I am back on Xbox Live.
Oh, okay.
If you guys want to play Call of Duty or NBA 2K.
Don't play them because they're going to destroy you.
Those are the only two ones I have right now.
I wouldn't suggest play
with Pyro the Maniac. All one word. capital letter at each word, though. So, yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.